It's from Micah chapter 6 and starting at verse 6. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
Thank you. Okay, shall we just start in prayer? Heavenly Father, it really is all about you. It really is all about you because you are awesome and you are majestic and creator and you are God. And Father, we just pray that in this time we will worship you. Father, it's all about what you require of us. And Father, as we talk today and as we go out from here, we know that we're not strong enough, we don't have the love enough, we don't have anything enough to do what's required of you alone. And so we pray that your Holy Spirit will strengthen us to support us. Give us love for you, give us love for one another, give us love for the world out there. Help us to seek justice, help us to love mercy, and help us to walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. It's true that it is all about worship, and it's all about worshiping God with our lives. So it's so wonderful to come and sing together and worship God in that way. But it's also wonderful to go out to the shops and worship God in our shopping. It's also wonderful to go to work and worship God in our work. It's also good to sit with our family and our friends and worship God in that way too. I worked as a lawyer in Australia and then more recently in the UK. And I think that's something God really taught me, was that it's wonderful to come and sing with my fellow Christian people on a Sunday. But actually, when I was driving or catching the bus or train to the office, I was on my way to worship him in a new way, and that was by serving him in my work. And that's the call for all of us. No matter where we are, what we're doing, we're there to serve our God, to share his love, his compassion with those that we come across. And so there's lots of opportunities to do that. And I know that here people are doing many wonderful things in the community, in their workplaces, in the church, the street pastors' schemes, the working with children, all of it. And a special thing that I really enjoyed doing was when you go to your workplace, if you can start to meet people that are Christians, you can gather and pray with them and then see what God does. And oftentimes you find more Christians to gather and pray with, and then together you can serve the needs of your workplace. And it's the same everywhere. There's lots to do for God. But sometimes I guess that God would maybe ask us to go overseas and not just stay in the place that we prefer to be in. And I know many people from here have done that, have gone and served God in difficult places for long periods of time. And a lot of you know people that do that or have children that do that too. It's no different. It's just following God's call and going to the place that he's called you to be and serving him there. And so that's this case for me. After I turned 40, I took my life and my experience to God in prayer and just asked him if there was something else that maybe he had for me at that time. Felt very called to just put myself forward to serve overseas as a lawyer in a missionary capacity. And followed that step by step. And I guess that, as I've shared earlier, it's not really something that I wanted to do. I didn't really feel equipped, and I'm not equipped. We're not equipped, really. And I thought about all that I'd leave behind. But I guess it all is about worship. It all is about God. And when BMS said, we would like you to go to Mozambique and in Africa. We'd like you to go there for 5 years. I went back to God and said, what a sacrifice. What a sacrifice. But what do you think I felt inside me? But I sacrificed my son. And I thought, this isn't a sacrifice. You've sacrificed your son. And it is all about God in the end. Then I also want to really thank you very much for your support and for your prayers, because the reality is that we're all going out into our lives and serving God. And so in amongst all that, I really just thank you that you would also support BMS and that you would let me be your link mission partner, so that you support me in prayer and also you support financially. And the reality is that nothing that I go out to do, struggle to do, would be able to occur without your support. And so I really want to thank you for that too. So BMS, it's a mission society for the Baptist Church. It serves in 5 regions of the world. It serves in Europe, in South America, in the Middle East, in Sub-Saharan Africa, and in Asia. It has many different ministry areas. It does church planting, it does development work, it does medical and education, but more recently, justice work. I think over the years, there's been many mission workers going overseas, building up the church, and bringing education, bringing agriculture, bringing environmental concerns to the forefront. But there was one other thing that people would see in the societies, and that was a deep level of injustice. There's corruption that we don't really necessarily see here, just in day-to-day life. There's people not knowing about their rights, and even if they did, not being able to exercise those. And so over the last 20 years or so, many missionary organisations, including BMS, have decided it's a good time now to send lawyers. So although you might go into a profession that you think safely won't be needed overseas, it oftentimes can be used, not just in our society, but also in other societies too. So BMS has previously helped us establish a Christian community legal centre in Uganda. There, they sent mission workers that were lawyers, and eventually, that was in 2002 they first did that. And then eventually, the woman that you saw earlier, Annette, worked for BMS or for the Christian lawyers there. She's a lawyer, and then was called and did move to Mozambique. She went there in March of 2012 and worked there for 15 months, working with Christian lawyers there that had expressed an interest in gathering together to worship God, learning about doing justice in their work, and also opening up a Christian community legal centre to be able to serve the needs of the poor that can't access justice alone. So she worked with them to form an association, and did, and that association is called AMAC. It's the Portuguese because they speak Portuguese, but in English that would be Association of Mozambican Christian, that's a C, lawyers. That's the A, which is Advogados in Portuguese. So that has been formed. And then in June of 2013, young Damien, who you saw, who's a young man with a legal background and also studying Masters in Development, and I, who's in my 40s and just really practice law, went to join her and support her. And you may have heard that Damien offered a lot of support to Annette, and now they're engaged. They're going to get married in Uganda in April. So that's just an absolute blessing. Blessing for them, blessing for the team, blessing. It does take a very long time, though, even in this country, to start up a new association and a new centre. So together we looked, we did lots of research about what the needs were. Together we built relationships with the people necessary, and together found an office to rent. And the office you saw, it was the picture of the two men in front of an older building. That building belongs to the Baptist Church, the main Baptist Church in Beira. And that's where we have our office. Unfortunately, when we first went into our office, we started scratching our legs because it was full of fleas. So job number one was actually to totally renovate that office. So we got our hammers, we got our paintbrushes, and we worked with local people too, of course, and renovated that office so it's very usable now. However, we still get fleas. So it's still one of my first jobs when I get to the office to go in, decide whether or not there's fleas that day, and then if there are, to try to find some water, which can be a bit of a task. Oftentimes the water's not running, so in our building and other places. So I'll find a bucket and walk down the street until I can find some water, add some Omo, which really works, and mop out the office to get rid of the fleas for that day, because certainly we don't want anyone else having to deal with those. The office has grown now. We've just got one employed lawyer who is paid by BMS, Isaac Bonga. He's in his late 20s. He's studied law, he's worked in law, but he's not actually a qualified, fully qualified lawyer yet. But the law there does enable him to represent people in court, in the lower courts, and give advice. And so he, with us working with him, has been able to take on some clients. He's also been able to start community legal educations. But also what we've really wanted to do is build up the Christian lawyers there to know how to do justice in their work. Because society there, I guess we all just accept what happens in our society because it happens. So over in Mozambique and lots of countries throughout the world, there is deep chronic poverty. There are people doing jobs, but because of the pay being very low or the fact they're not paid on time and the fact they still have to put food on the table for their family, they'll try to get money in other ways, and that might be using their job to take money. So one of the sad places we see that is in schools, where teachers who are not being paid on time or for a long time will tell their students, "You can't be passing to the next level unless you pay me." Unfortunately, for some girl students, it's actually payment in sexual favours. There's quite a deep injustice, obviously, and harm there. So with Isaac, we're able to talk to pastors, talk to children's workers, talk to children and adults themselves about what the law says, about their rights and responsibilities, and enable them to seek justice. One of our clients was a young woman who was brought to us by another missionary. Unfortunately, she had been raped. She was only 13. But when she went to the police, they wouldn't help her. And the reason was that the man involved had already been to the police. We don't know whether he's influential or paid a bribe, but they wouldn't help her. But happily, another missionary brought her to us. And Isaac was able to go to the hospital where she'd been and gather the evidence, gather what evidence he could, and go knocking on the door of the police time and again till they finally took the case and took it up to the next level to the prosecutor. For that girl also, because we understand holistic needs, I guess, we're able to search for a counsellor for her and for her family. And again, that was a lot of knocking on doors and trying to find someone, but eventually did find a Brazilian missionary person who's a psychologist that's able to take her under her wing and support her. So that's just some of the little ways that we're working with the local people, with Isaac, to build up a Christian community legal centre and pray and hope justice will come there. The Bible is full of justice. It's full of call to justice. The first place that we're very clear about God and justice is in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 32 is a prayer. It is a message, I guess, about who God is. And one of the key pins for me is God is just. He is just. We come to the prophets and we're told time and time again, "Oh, please don't bring me your fasting, don't bring me your prayers, don't bring me your offerings. I'm not interested unless you are doing justice. You need to seek justice. You need to actively go out and do justice." And Isaiah goes even further. Seek justice and defend the cause of the poor and the needy. And Jesus himself taught us, it's justice that I require. When he talked to the Pharisees about what they were doing, giving their tenth as a tithe, he said, look, you're not to neglect these matters, but it's important matters of the law that I'm concerned you're missing: faithfulness, justice, and mercy. And that continues now. And so in doing this, we heed God's call to bring justice, to work with the people there to bring justice. I think there's been often times when I've been there when I've just felt totally inadequate for many, many reasons. I feel very lonely, and I miss the culture I understand. I miss going to church and worshipping in a way that I understand. I am very concerned at the task that's ahead, because society has got so many problems and so many injustices that I simply have to return to God time and again, and all of us do. But one thing that's given me great comfort that I just want to share with you is Psalm 37. It's been with me all the way, actually, when I was trying to think about how best to serve God. And I thought about, you know, that passage, he will give you the desires of your heart, that comes from Psalm 37:5. But what I realised is actually the psalm says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So in times of my life, when I'm thinking about my own desires, I have to remember it's about first delighting myself in God. And then as I've, I guess, believed that I'm to go to Mozambique, and as I've been working there, I've moved on in Psalm 37 to verse 5 and 6. It says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. And so I thank you for your prayers. I thank you that as we commit our ways to the Lord, he will make his justice shine like the noonday sun. And I guess the band might want to start to come up, and let me just close in prayer as you do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God of justice and mercy and compassion. Father God, we commit to you our plans. We commit to you the ways that we want to serve you in our work, in our leisure time, in our family, amongst those that you have placed us with. And we pray that as we commit these plans to you, that your justice will shine like the noonday sun. Father, I want to particularly lift to you Isaac and the team in Mozambique, and I pray that justice will come there for those that are our clients and those that we teach, and it will shine like the noonday sun there and here. Amen.